Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, sebuah laporan telah menemukan bahwa 1 dari 4 migran terampil permanen di Australia bekerja dalam pekerjaan di bawah tingkat keterampilan mereka. Hal itu telah merugikan mereka dan ekonomi ratusan juta dari upah yang hilang setiap tahunnya. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang beberapa cara praktis bagi migran baru untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan tingkat keterampilan, kualifikasi, dan pengalaman kerja mereka. Mari kita ikuti bersama rangkuman berikut yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano dan dibawakan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Masin, seorang pengungsi berusia 41 tahun, tiba di Australia bersama istri dan 2 putrinya 3 tahun yang lalu dari Irak. Ia adalah seorang insinyur listrik dari Duhok di Irak Utara. Namun ketika ISIS menduduki daerah itu, ia melarikan diri ke Lebanon dan kemudian ke Australia bersama keluarganya. 3 tahun sejak tiba di Australia, Masin masih belum mendapatkan pekerjaan di bidangnya.
I worked as an electrical engineer for 9 years in Duhok City, and I am trying to look and to find job, but unfortunately I have applied many times to work in many places by websites like Seek and Indeed, but I didn't get a chance.
Masin mengatakan kurangnya pengalaman kerja lokal dan kesulitan bahasa adalah hambatan terbesar baginya dan istrinya yang juga sedang mencari pekerjaan sebagai guru sekolah.
They always ask that the applicant have local experience, and for us, our experience are from other countries. Another reason why we are not employed is that our language must be at a highest level, and this is also a big barrier.
Menurut laporan yang dikeluarkan pada bulan Maret 2021 oleh Komite Pembangunan Ekonomi Australia, 1 dari 4 migran terampil permanen di negara ini memiliki kualifikasi yang terlalu tinggi untuk pekerjaan yang mereka kerjakan saat ini. Laporan tersebut menemukan bahwa ketidaksesuaian antara keterampilan dan pekerjaan ini telah merugikan pekerja migran setidaknya $1,25 miliar dolar dalam bentuk upah yang hilang antara tahun 2013 dan 2018. David Forbes adalah koordinator operasi ketenagakerjaan senior di Settlement Services International, yaitu sebuah organisasi yang membantu komunitas pengungsi dan migran menetap di Australia. Ia mengatakan sangat penting bagi para migran terampil yang baru tiba untuk mengetahui jalan mendapatkan pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan keterampilan mereka.
I think a lot of people have this misconception that getting employment is as simple as, you know, getting the education or getting the qualification and then the job actually comes. And that's just not the case, not for skilled migrants and not for Australians either. And I think the difficult part with skilled migrants is that they have no idea what these pathways to employment are. And when you go to skilled jobs in particular, which are a lot more complex, a lot more niche, and the recruitment process around them are a lot longer and a lot more difficult, and there's a lot more chances for them to stumble up in that process. So I think identifying what that pathway is really crucial, and then that can sort of add that certainty to, okay, this is what I need to do next, and this is how I can sort of achieve my employment goals.
Fred Molly adalah agen imigrasi terdaftar dan managing director dari Connecting Group. Selain membantu orang dengan aplikasi visa mereka, agen itu juga berusaha menemukan pekerjaan yang cocok dengan mereka setelah tiba di Australia. Connecting Group juga merupakan agen perekrutan yang membantu pemberi pekerjaan untuk menemukan keterampilan yang tidak dapat mereka akses secara lokal. Molloy mengatakan penting bagi para migran untuk mengetahui apakah mereka perlu mendapatkan lisensi atau pendaftaran kursus untuk pekerjaan yang relevan di Australia.
Quite often there's occupation-specific licensing or registration or even tickets that they may need to obtain. So white cards, blue cards for construction trade or working at heights, or if they're working with children, they'll be working with children's certificates. It all sort of depends on specifically on the occupation. There may also be some gap training that they need to do to obtain licensing, like electricians or plumbers, those kind of trades.
Nadina Benvenisti adalah seorang penulis curriculum vitae, pelatih karir, dan spesialis recruitment di NB Career Consulting. Ia telah membantu para pencari pekerjaan dan bekerja dengan pemberi pekerjaan untuk menemukan pasangan yang tepat. Ia mengatakan salah satu alasan mengapa pelamar pekerjaan terus ditolak adalah karena mereka tidak menggunakan terminologi yang tepat di resume mereka.
Another recommendation is to do a lot of market research, so doing searches for job adverts online and looking at the way that recruiters are communicating these jobs and the words and the phrases that they are using in these adverts, and make sure that the similar language is used when preparing the CV so that the CV is Australianised, it's using the keywords that are relevant again to the Australian market.
Penting juga untuk menjadi yang paling cocok dalam pekerjaan yang dilamar. Demikian ditambahkan oleh Ben Venisti.
One of the things that happens is when people are struggling to get a job, they will start to apply for any job they see advertised that might fall into their category. But this can actually be very detrimental, because if a recruiter keeps receiving somebody's CV for a job that they're not suitable for, then they feel that that person's wasting their time and not reading the job adverts. So they'll stop reading their CV. So make sure that they are reading what the recruiter is looking for in terms of experience for that job.
Menurut Meloy, kadang-kadang seorang migran baru mungkin perlu mengambil langkah mundur pada awalnya dan kemudian meningkatkannya saat mereka terbiasa dengan sistem lokal, standar industri, dan budaya pekerjaan di Australia.
Often as well, if they're constantly rejected, they need to reassess whether they're willing to take a step down to be able to get into the industry, get into a company, and then work their way back to the height of the position they were while they were overseas. And as I mentioned on licensing, sometimes they come here with a permanent residency visa but don't have the license to work within their specific occupation or trade. So they may get a job as a trades assistant. If it's an electrician, for example, gain experience assisting electricians here, understand the differences between the electrical systems here versus overseas.
Meloy mengatakan mungkin juga ide yang baik untuk mendapatkan posisi lokal di bidang terkait dan menggunakannya sebagai batu loncatan. Ia menambahkan bahwa kadang-kadang bahasa dan komunikasi juga perlu ditingkatkan untuk berperan ketika berhadapan dengan klien. Pelatih karir Nadina Benvenisti mengatakan penting bagi para pelamar untuk melakukan percakapan dengan perekrut daripada hanya melamar pekerjaan itu secara online.
Another tip is to do lots of networking. So LinkedIn is a good tool to connect with business leaders. So connecting with people that employ people with the skill set that the migrant has and looking for job opportunities using LinkedIn. If there are phone numbers on job adverts, ringing up the recruiters and having a chat to them, building relationships, finding out where their skills are best fitted on the market. So rather than just applying for jobs, having conversations with people.
Abby Josie bekerja sebagai manajer proyek konstruksi dan manajer pengembangan. Ia bekerja di India dan di Arab Saudi sebagai arsitek dan manajer desain selama 16 tahun dan menangani berbagai peran, termasuk pengembangan dan manajemen proyek. Ia tiba di Australia pada bulan Februari 2020 dan mendapatkan pekerjaan pada bulan Juni. Josie mengatakan begitu ia menemukan konsultan karir, hanya butuh 6 minggu untuk mencari pekerjaan.
She reworked on my CV, she reworded it completely, and she said people don't manually sit and read it anymore, it goes through a computer system, so you need to have those catchwords. So she kind of tutored me on that. Terminologies used were very different. We call it as a more of a feasibility study and a pre-construction study, whereas here it's called a business case. So when I had to explain what I had done, she said, you know what, this is what it is called here. You've called it a different term, you've done these, but just that what you call it is very different.
David Forbes dari Settlement Services International mengatakan, begitu migran terampil menemukan pekerjaan yang tepat, mereka memiliki banyak hal yang bisa ditawarkan kepada organisasi-organisasi di Australia.
And we've actually found that even though how we work here is slightly differently, but because they have that overseas experience, they've got new ways of solving traditional problems. And we found that that civil company thought that these guys were absolutely fantastic. They were really, really happy with the work they're performing, and they were so grateful to be there that they were just model employees. From there they were sort of opening up and like, okay, that was the engineers, well what else do you have?
Pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai cara mendapatkan pekerjaan yang tepat untuk keterampilan Anda yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano dan dibawakan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.